This is PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson. We're here at The Deal. The Deal and Tech Confidential have gotten together for a conference to talk to venture capitalists and others a little bit about trends in the industry and to talk to some folks that are some of the busiest acquirers around. My guest right now is Mike Lang, who is the Executive Vice President for Business Development and Strategies for the Fox Networks Group, a news corporation. Welcome to the podcast, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Tell me a little bit about your particular acquisition of MySpace and what some of the thinking was before that, and why would Fox, a news corporation, identify MySpace as a particular way of getting into social media?
Well, I think first and foremost, our senior management, Mr. Murdoch and Peter Chernin, really saw the opportunity to take, at the time, there was a big community, 20-some million profiles of MySpace, and really build upon that our internet strategy and our ability to take content and distribute it across that platform, provide opportunity for the community to interact and to develop new applications, as well as, when we looked at it, it really gave us a step into the business in a way that was much more meaningful than we had had trying to develop our own sites through our own, say, Fox.com, FoxSports.com, and so forth. We have been pleasantly surprised by the growth that we've seen since we bought the company, now up to over 100 million profiles. And I think that a lot of the credit goes to that, to Chris DeWolf and the management team at MySpace, as well as Ross Levinson, who runs Fox Interactive Media, and their ability to continually provide more applications, more kinds of content, more ability for people to interact within the MySpace world and not try to program it in a way, now that it's owned by a large media company, that would not be consistent with that community in any way. And it's a difficult balance at times, but I think we've done a really good job of, and they've done a very good job of being able to do that and process even building upon the community as a result.
Do you think it's inevitable that these small startup companies that that literally sort of take on their own phenomena, they become something that no one's ever really seen before? Because I still don't think most people really understand MySpace, in my opinion. Do you think that marriage between larger companies and these interesting startups is inevitable?
Well, I'm not sure if it's inevitable. I do think that there's a lot of value to it. There's no question that a lot of these smaller companies can go and stay independent, potentially maybe go the public market route. However, the problem is that they don't get the nurture and care that enables the management and entrepreneurs that run those businesses to focus on the business. And you talk to anyone who runs a publicly traded company, they spend more of their time trying to make sure the investors are happily on a quarterly basis. They're not sometimes even thinking, 2 years out. And what we've been able to do, I think, is provide a stable platform for Ross and Chris to really drive the company and not be concerned about those short-term issues, but really build a great product. So ultimately, I think there's a lot of value. Also, just being part of a large company and the distribution channels that we have that we're able to help promote and market as well as get content, I think has benefits as well. And so I don't think it's inevitable. I think you will see some that get bought by larger companies. I do also believe that, I've been in the entertainment business now for about 15 years, and I actually had my own internet company at one time, and there's been a lot of talk over those 15 years about the internet. Right now, the internet is real. It's a real business, and I think most media companies have made that decision and are aggressively pursuing that as a result.
Where is Fox looking right now, at least over some of the copyright issues? Because I know that that's a big deal. Probably more with YouTube and the videos that are there than on MySpace, but there's a lot of embedded YouTube in MySpace.
And there's also a lot of pirated content through all the P2P networks as well. We believe that this is an important element that we have to be diligent about, is protecting our content. We think it's really critical that we get access to that content. We've just recently launched on MySpace, as well as through our Fox television sites, the ability for people to go watch all of our fall shows during the baseball season, ad-supported for free. However, we believe that when we provide those kinds of opportunities, that we should get paid for that. That's part as a content owner. We have participants that have spent a lot of time, everything from a director to a writer, that spent a lot of time working on that shows that deserve to be paid for the work that they've done. And so we're firm believers in protecting copyright, and that over time, that that's something that's going to be incredibly critical. Now, one of the things that I would suggest, and it's my own opinion, that the music industry took a long time to figure out was you just don't stop it. You figure out legitimate ways that people can get the content, enjoy it, use it in a way that they want to use it. And so what we're focused on is not just saying, okay, we're protecting our content, we want to make sure people aren't stealing it, but we want to find ways that people can use it, enjoy it, and interact with it in a way that's different than maybe traditional television or film.
It's the old Napster sort of argument of what happened there, because I think many people felt that, you know, sure, you got this great way of distributing music, you know, why shut it down? Why not just, you know, adapt it a little bit? And I know that you guys have been working with Snowcap?
Yes.
Tell me about that relationship, because we had Rusty Roof on not too long ago.
I just met Rusty recently. I think, again, the guys at MySpace can speak much more about it, but it's an interesting relationship in which we've brought them on board to help us really promote all the bands and musicians that are on MySpace and the ability for consumers to actually access their music in a meaningful way, in a copyright protected way. And so we're really excited about that partnership and been very impressed with their management team. And so our sense is you're going to see a lot more, not just on MySpace, but other, you know, we'll sell our content to anybody. But you're going to see a lot of media content in the marketplace over the next 2 years. We think that's going to be a big trend. The question is, how do those companies that are not protecting content, that are not finding ways to pay content owners for that content, going to survive? Because we're not going to be in a position where you have legitimate models and then you have ones that are vis-a-vis piracy.
No, it seems like obviously someone's got to come out on top of that pile. And it's been interesting to have Fox be part of that. I mean, how are you positioning that to folks? Or are you just sort of saying, look, you know, we're here, you know, we're not going to totally own everything, but we're here to help you?
Yeah, I think you know, and the fact that we own MySpace as well, we have a vested interest to make sure both work. That the one that people that distribute content are going to be able to make money and have a successful business, but that the content owners as well. And so in many ways, I think it's helpful because when we launch things on MySpace, it's a great laboratory for us to learn and see, okay, what works, what doesn't work, how do people want to use it? I mean, if you'd ask most media executives a couple years ago whether they thought anybody was going to download and pay for television episodes, they would have probably laughed. And we have been shocked at the amount of traffic and volume that we've seen on the Apple iPod. And I think a lot of it is because of the learning that's out there. The consumers will find a way, if there's demand for something, portability or the great functionality of that product. And Apple's been really good at protecting our content and paying us for the content, so that works out well.
So where do you see it going right now? I mean, I know you were asked that question inside, you know, if you had the crystal ball, basically, which nobody knows. I mean, we're here at a conference.
My job's not to tell anybody if I have it.
Right.
But I don't have the crystal ball. The only person, our senior management has a crystal ball. I think, you know, our job is to offer up options. I will say this. It's pretty clear to me that over the next couple years on the Internet, that the winners are going to be those people that continually find ways to find new applications, new ways for consumers to want to be on their sites. That's the key, that you cannot just sit constant and hope, well, just because we've got X millions of people, that's going to be part of it. So we are going to continue to do things. I know Crystal Wolf and the whole team at MySpace are already working on a whole set of applications that will continually keep MySpace above it. I also think there's going to be a lot of other areas that are going to be interesting as well. Other verticals that may be outside of MySpace or applied within MySpace will be interesting. I think international is a big area. I think the ability, you know, as a company, a lot of media companies are very U.S. focused, but there's a lot of amazing things going on in Europe and Asia that I think as media company we're going to partake in. And then the other big thing is mobile. We just recently bought a controlling interest in a company called Jamba. Our partner in that transaction is VeriSign. We're very pleased with that relationship because it gives us a platform to take entertainment content and distribute it through mobile phones around the world, especially in the near term in Europe and Asia. And we think that's going to be a big area complementing both MySpace and other internet initiatives that we're doing.
Michael Lang is the Executive Vice President of Business Strategy and Development for Fox Networks Group.
Pretty long title, huh?
On News Corporation, I forget that part. And it's been great talking with you. We're here at The Deal in Mountain View, California, the Computer History Museum. And thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Thank you very much.